They've got a deal. House and Senate negotiators say they've reached an agreement on the budget. It's not a grand bargain, but if it's approved, it will keep the government going. NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith is on Capitol Hill, and she joins me now. And Tam, first things first, what's in the deal?
Well, it's a two-year budget deal setting levels for budgets for 2014 and 2015 at about $1 trillion each. This splits the difference between the House and Senate budgets, and it partially replaces the sequester. Those are the automatic across-the-board spending cuts, and it replaces those cuts with a combination of new different spending cuts as well as some fee increases. The details are still coming in, but it looks like federal workers will have to make larger retirement contributions, larger fees on airline travel. This deal would also further reduce the deficit by about $20 billion. But there's plenty of it in there for people to dislike because this is what they call a compromise where no one gets exactly what they want at all.
Right. And as we say, this is no grand bargain. This is something very far short of that.
Oh, it is a small bargain here. There's no tax reform. No tax loopholes were closed as Democrats would want. No changes to entitlement programs like Medicare and Social Security that Republicans have asked for. It doesn't do much to tackle sort of the longer term deficit concerns that deficit hawks in Washington have been talking about for years now. But Paul Ryan, the chairman of the House Budget Committee, says they won't have to fight over the budget for the next 2 years. So that's something.
I think this agreement is a clear improvement on the status quo. This agreement makes sure that we don't have a government shutdown scenario in January. It makes sure that we don't have another government shutdown scenario in October. It makes sure that we don't lurch from crisis to crisis.
And if they're not fighting over the budget, it's possible they could start working on some of these other issues that they just really haven't been able to get to because they've been fighting over budgets.
Now, Tamara, one of the things that Democrats have been calling for as part of this deal is an extension of unemployment benefits. That's not in here, right?
No, that's not in here. It had become sort of a sticking point. Democrats really wanted it, but it costs money and that would have caused problems with the deal. So it's not in there. Patty Murray, the Senate Budget Committee chairman, and Paul Ryan, they say that the leadership is working on it, but it's not clear where that stands. President Obama is also calling for an extension, and advocates for the unemployed say the fight continues.
Well, now the parties need to go back and try to sell this to their troops. What are the prospects?
They think that they can do it, but they are not 100% confident. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Patty Murray said something sort of funny, which is that she is certain it will not get 100% support in the House and the Senate. Already, conservative groups, even before it was announced, have come out against it. So the way this will have to pass is with some sort of a bipartisan tally of votes, Democrats and Republicans coming together on something they don't love.
Okay. NPR's Tamara Keith reporting on a budget deal announced late today. If it's approved, budget negotiators say it will avert a government shutdown next month. Tamara, thanks.
You're welcome.